Doesn't that computer know who you
are? Don't they have any idea?
Bow down to the Tech Talk host.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Behold the glory that is me.
A little while ago, I was installing some software, and I ran across this exact scenario.
I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my friend?
Onto a Windows Vista machine.
You would think.
You'd think there'd be no problem.
How could there be a problem with that?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Directory permissions with config.msi directory, blah, 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 blah.
This is Tech Talk.
All right. We are back yet again.
Is that interstitial music?
That is some interstitial music.
And why do I sound so?
I
think that's just my voice.
It's Saturday morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Tech Talk program here at WRLR Round Lake Heights.
Yeah.
That's Michael, Tech Talk Castle. I'm Dave Sparky Saganaki. We're so glad you're here.
We are. We're really excited to have you. Oh, and I'm popping and popping here and clipping. We are really excited to
stop
have
setting stuff on fire, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you here. We're going to have a great show today. I know I say that just about every week, but today in particular, we got some really big stuff coming up. We're going to hit Jay Garman real quick here. He's got stuff to do. Can you believe it? You know, it's a Labor Day
he's got a life
weekend. He's
yeah,
got
what are we doing
life
here?
He's got a wife, he's got a life, he's got all sorts of stuff. So he wants us to bring him on quick so he can get us the geek trivia answer from last week.
Yeah.
Which a shout out to all of our listeners, but there was a ton of people actually sent in answers for last week's trivia question, so I was really excited to see that. People giving good old customer Jones a little run for her money this time. In fact, she was one of the last trivia answers that we had this week, so I was impressed. We'll have to go through some of those, and I'll tell you who answered that correctly. And then, following that, we're going to just say no to cats on the web. If you didn't realize, URLesque is, and you might remember URLesque, we've had them on several times in the past.
They're fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they are spearheading the movement across the interwebs this September 9th. Wednesday, September 9th is going to be No Cats on the Web. And I'll let managing editor or editor-in-chief, I think editor-in-chief.
That needs explanation.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Editor-in-chief Stephen Lensk is going to be on to describe the hows, whys, and wherefores of this to us. And
Mr. Lentz has some explaining to do.
Yes, he got some explaining to do. Yeah. So we've got some great stuff coming up. And, of course, we'll have our cool sites if we have time after that. If Stephen doesn't share some of the cool sites that he always has available, then I've got some of my own, too. So we got a lot of good stuff lined up and queued up for the day today. I'm real excited about it. And we also, too, of course, as always, have had a ton of news items that have come up as well. Now I know that one thing I wanted to do, I'm thinking we're just going to do one quick one that I wanted to spit out to people, because we've followed this story from its beginning, the Orwellian saga of Amazon and their further attempts to satisfy the populace. Yeah. If you might remember, they pulled the copies of 1984 directly, yanked it right out of the Kindles of people that had purchased it.
Snatched it back. And Animal Farm.
You put your monies down, you got your book, and then midway through it, and in fact they were sued by a student who needed it for a class and had it.
Well, his annotations were taken as well.
Annotations were taken. Right. The whole business ripped right out of there.
A couple of classic George Orwell novels that have been read by millions, been made into movies and cartoons and everything else. So.
Mm-hmm. Animal Farm, all sorts of good stuff. Yeah. Well, now, for those who were unfortunate enough to have had your Orwellian books deleted, Amazon is going to give you $30. At least they're offering you $30.
Right.
You either take the $30 and go from there, which, of course,
they'll give them the books back, right?
Well, that's your choice. Is you can choose to take the book back instead, I think. Or you can take the $30. But it doesn't make sense to not take the $30 because the book only costs like $10. So take the $30, buy yourself a copy. Then you get another $20 to
go get a hard copy, so it's safe, somewhat safe, or it's more trouble to come and get it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, it's a. Okay, yeah, no, it does say they'll give you either a check, a gift certificate, or they'll just re-deliver the book they deleted. So, right. Get your check.
So the 21st,
go to Barnes & Noble's.
The 21st century version of book burning. David Hersey from PC World had a great line. He was like, you know, they should have made the refund checks $19.84. He said he would have framed his.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That is great. Yeah. That didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
I'm all signed by Snowball. if you remember Animal Farm, anyway.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to follow up on that. But you know what? Let's reach out to Mr. Garman.
Oh yeah.
Right now, might as well.
Jay, so early. Well, what a treat.
I know.
At the top of the show.
Usually I make people wait.
Hopefully it's not going to be all downhill from here.
No, there's just no way it's going to be. Oh. Uh oh. You know what? We're not going to be able to call Jay right at the moment. I got to get my wallet out. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. You think I'm kidding, folks? I got my credit card right here. We just ran out of Skype
minutes.
Jay,
we have no Skype credit.
Jay, if you're listening.
He's not.
He doesn't listen. I gotta load up with some Skype credit here, and then we'll give you a call.
So we were talking off air about how I've got laptop fever. Before I was like kind of mildly interested in laptops, and now it's gotten to fever pitch. And there's just so many choices out there. It's amazing. At first, I thought I was going to get something like a netbook, and now I'm looking at everything from ultra portables to desktop replacements. There's so many things out there. Did you know that Best Buy has if you want to get your hands on some newer laptop models, you can see quite a variety at Best Buy. They have Asus, HP.
Oh really? They got the big names.
They've got a few big names out there. So you can get, you know, it's hard to tell on the little pictures from the little pictures on the websites exactly what these things look like. To see them in person, it's like, oh geez.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to be one of the debates I'm going to be having. We were talking earlier in a couple of months here about trying to decide, do you get a netbook or do you get a laptop? You know,
right.
It's not easy to do.
Yeah. Here's my problem is, well, first of all, I finally remembered the laws of physics that the more computing power you put in, the more processing power you put in a smaller case, the more heat you're going to get and the shorter your battery life is going to, you know, yes. For some reason, it took me a while to figure that out, you know?
Yes.
My other problem is I love large screens and small form factors. So how do you
that's
kind of
tough
to reconcile.
Well, you know what you can do though. This is the hot setup. You get yourself a netbook, and they're getting more and more powerful, and they're extremely slim and slender and easy to carry and all that.
Yeah.
But then for when your home use, just set yourself up a little, even if it doesn't allow you to actually do a true docking station, which you'd have to pay bucks for and all.
Right, right.
Just set up a keyboard
You're talking about ergonomics and comfort and such.
Yeah.
You're addressing the screen size issue. But there's just so many different things. I thought, you know, yesterday I got really excited. There's a good price this weekend on the Dell Studio 13.3. That guy. And that's a really good looking laptop.
I don't know that I've seen that one specifically.
It's a thin and light, great power. I think it's a full core duo or whatever. And the availability of discrete graphics, that sort of thing. I was like, oh, that's got to be it, and it's a good price and everything. Then I looked up some of the user reviews, and they've had a lot of problems with motherboard meltdowns and that kind of thing.
Ooh.
At least according to the user reviews on the various websites. So, and you don't want to, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been awful spoiled by equipment lately that it's been working pretty darn well. And that's the way I like it.
Yes, you know, yes.
You want things to work as well as they could.
Yeah, I think that's generally what people are looking for. You know, something that just is going to work and all that. Now, like I said, I recently bought a refurb, an HP refurb.
Yeah.
And got that from Tiger Direct for a friend of mine who was having troubles trying to decide what she wanted, and I helped her get it all set up and everything like that. And so far, so good. It's been just going fantastic.
Yeah.
She's very, very pleased with it. Now, we didn't have, she didn't have a lot of extra cash to buy things like Microsoft Office, but really wanted that, a good photo editing product, you know,
sure.
things like this. So got the refurb machine real cheap. Set her up with OpenOffice, which
right.
Now you can even get OpenOffice with a it's coming out next with it's going to look just like 2007. They're actually putting a ribbon on the top if you like that kind of thing. And then also GIMP. And GIMP
yeah.
is like just like Photoshop. In fact, I installed not just GIMP, but I installed it's called GIMP Shop, which is an open source piece which makes it look extremely similar to the Photoshop installation. I think it's been a cool site of the week for us in the past is this GIMP Shop, and it's just a really great way to save yourself some money and really not lose a whole lot. You're really sticking close to it. I'm still waiting for this credit card, by the way, to go through.
And you want to have the processing power. You want to have the processing power to. To deal, you know, photo editing takes a little bit of horsepower.
Yeah.
I think the Atom 1.6 gig processor that comes with most netbooks, I mean, I think it's a stretch. It can handle the photo editing stuff, but it just takes, like, a lot of time to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the trade-offs. And so the studio, the Dell Studio 13.3 is out for now. Just trying to figure out. You know, Lenovo, right, you know, some Labor Day sales going on. Lenovo's got a pretty good deal going. And, you know, for a standard size box for their 15.6Y guy, you could get discrete graphics with that
mm-hmm.
and not spend a fortune.
Yeah.
And they're pretty well rated.
So. Yeah, and I also, too, recently had a friend who did buy one of the netbooks. Now, they got a Dell netbook.
Right.
And it was one of the little ones. It was
the
one
mini.
Of,
they call
it a little the, mini.
Yeah, or as the HP that calls it the mini.
I think it's the HP Mini. Yeah, it's a Dell, but then it was a glossy red cover. We were talking just before the show. Neither of us are real excited about the whole glossy, glossy deal and all that.
Yeah.
But it really was a decent machine. She's enjoying it. The thing is that it's almost more of like a. A portable DVD player replacement for her. That was the main thing she was using it for anyways. And here you go. She's got this. It's a computer. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got the ability to play the DVDs and all the other great stuff that she wants to do. You know, how can you pass that up? It's you got to be kidding me. Skype is killing me here. Skype is absolutely killing me. I'm trying to buy some credit on Skype, and now it's telling me the Skype store is closed for maintenance. Please try again in a few minutes. Jay.
Can't you call him up and put him on the speakerphone and point a mic at
him? Oh, gosh. I hate to do it, but sure, why not? Let's...
No, it'll work out fine.
You think
it'll work out better than you think.
All right.
Put them on guest one.
We'll give it a try here. We'll give it a try. Oh, my goodness. You know, what do they call this show? Oh, that's right. Tech Talk. Tech Problem. Oh, I just hope we don't have to do this with Mr. Lensk as well. I've been excited to talk to him. Okay, we're giving it a shot here. Blah, 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 number, here we go. Okay, and I'm trying to,
plug it into aux?
Yeah, I don't know that that would work. Okay, I've got him on speakerphone here. Yes, good morning, Jay.
Yeah, you have to turn up the mic.
I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Jay, we've got major Skype problems here. Let me see. I got you on, Let's see. How's that? Can you hear us?
Quite well, fellas. How about you? Can you hear me?
Fantastic, actually. I think this is probably better than the Skype connection we had before.
Welcome to the show, Jake. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here for as long as technology holds out.
Fantastic. We'll see how long that goes. We ran out of Skype credit. I had no idea. We're all out. We got like four cents left, so it's not enough to call you. And so I'm reduced to going old school here. And we went into Skype, and we get the message, sorry, the Skype store is closed for maintenance. So that's not a good help. But anyways, Jay, you got everybody all fired up last week. I don't know what the deal was, but I must have had 4, 5, 6 answers here from various people, longtime listeners and new folks. Dan Paulson, who we've heard from frequently, he sent in an answer. The question was, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but was, what was the deadliest hurricane in the Atlantic, I think it was in modern history, or what were the exact specifics of this question?
The deadliest Atlantic hurricane in recorded history, with the additional clue that it played a role in a war that the United States was fighting. And this probably got both the weather nuts and the military history nuts all stirred up, because it overlaps both of them, and we all know those are two passionate constituencies. And the answer is the Great Hurricane of 1780, which claimed 22,000 lives. Now, it's called the Great Hurricane of 1780 because it was, two and a quarter centuries before we started giving these things sort of people names. Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of known by the year. The reason why we don't hear about it, because it clearly happened in the middle of the American Revolution, is it didn't strike the continental United States. It struck the islands of Martinique, St. Eustatius, and Barbados over a course of about a week in October of 1780, and killed 22,000 people.
22,000? Wow.
22,000.
Wow.
For comparison, the deadliest hurricane to ever strike the continental U.S. was the Galveston Hurricane in 1900, and it only killed about a third as many. That's still plenty, but, the Great Hurricane of 1780 tripled it up. I mean, it is one of the worst weather-related disasters in recorded history.
Yeah,
sounds horrible, Jay.
In 1780, they have no warning, and Caribbean islands are not known for their sturdy stone-based structures. So, it just flattened them. Yeah. It also flattened big chunks of the French and British navies that were in the area trying to blockade and blockade run on behalf of the United States and the American Revolution. So the British were trying to blockade the United States. The French were trying to break the blockade. And when this thing tore through, it basically just took both navies out of play for the better part of a year in the area. So it sort of opened up supply lines and really threw that whole blockade action out of consideration for basically the end of 1780 and the beginning of 1781. So it had significant logistical effects on the American Revolution, but no one ever hears about it because it didn't strike the continental United States.
Yep. Wow. 22,000 people. I can't get my mind wrapped around it. Now, in comparison, I mean, how many people died in Katrina? It was only...
It depends on how you attribute it, but it was less than 10,000. I mean, we're like in the 5 or 7. I've heard lots of competing statistics because, do you count it if they drowned a week later? Do you count it if they died because the hospital had no power? I mean, it depends on how you calculate it. But, it would safe to say that the hurricane is saying you probably had at least 4, if not 5 times as many casualties. The deadliest modern hurricane would have been Hurricane Mitch in 1998, and it struck Central America and killed 18,000 people, which is pretty horrific. But it took a couple of weeks to do that, but it just basically walked back and forth over Central America, where there's, again, not a whole lot in the way of sturdy structures or early warning systems. So that's pretty horrific. But and the other thing about the hurricane of 1780 is it's 22,000 known casualties. It's not like these areas had great record keeping.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's entirely possible that figure is too conservative.
Man. Wow, and you know, and looking through the answers here that we received, and I mentioned Dan Paulson by name, he actually did not get this one right. He had seen another hurricane from 1908 in Galveston that he thought
Jay just mentioned that
was one. Or 1900, yeah, 8,000 dead, which you just mentioned. And let me see, the first correct answer we received was actually from Greg Porosnik, who nailed it, and he actually put his references in as well. He got it from stormfacts.net, AOML as well, which is a government site, and then also too off of Wikipedia. So we got some smart listeners out there.
You mean someone besides Customer Jones got this one? I may faint from shock.
Believe me, I'm as surprised as anyone. Now that's not to say that Customer Jones did not also get it correct. She just got it a little bit late. She put it in a little late this time.
Oh my!
So yeah. Like I said, I don't know what it was, Jay, but we got listeners fired up about trivia now. So
excellent.
So I think it's fantastic. It's good to hear from everyone. Greg, I will send you an email. I've got some books around that I'm excited to get out of my house. I think my wife may be more excited than me. And so I'll give you your pick. I've got some good ones. In fact, I'm hoping to get on anyways, Paul McFedries, who just came out with a new book about Windows 7. And we're going to get him on and talk to him about that. That'll be one of the books that it's called Windows 7 Unleashed. And that'll be one of the books that Jay, Greg could choose from if he would so like. And so, Jay, what I know you've got things to do. So what should we be thinking about this week? What can we get listeners fired up again about trivia this week?
Well, since it's back to school season, I have a back to school trivia question. Michael Dell, Larry Ellison, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, all these Silicon Valley heavyweights, besides being, you know, Caucasian American males and extraordinarily wealthy Silicon Valley tech titans, are also all college dropouts. And so there's actually a long list of Silicon Valley guys that made billions that didn't finished college, but one of them, a very well-known Silicon Valley CEO, you know, executive type slash college dropout, went back to school in the 80s to finish his degree. But to avoid getting publicity for it, he finished his degree under an alias. So which Silicon Valley technology heavyweight finished his college degree under an alias?
Wow.
Great
wow.
question.
That is a yeah. really good question. Yeah, I don't even have the hint of an idea about that one.
So, very cool. Very wow. good. I can't wait to hear the story behind this.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we'll...
It's a pretty good one, actually.
Well, I hope next week...
I look forward to hearing Customer Jones and someone else's answers to it next week.
And hopefully we can keep you on air for a little bit longer too. As I said, I know you're busy today, but we'll buttonhole you tomorrow for a couple of minutes and make you give us the skinny on this one.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, I do apologize. I did not want to schedule something opposite you guys. It just turns out it's a holiday weekend, and being the man of the family, I have last vote on all activities.
Holiday? You know, trivia never sleeps. Come on, Jay. There's no holiday.
Thanks for taking the time out, Jay. Thank you very
much.
Yeah,
we do appreciate it, as always. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great holiday weekend, by the way.
You guys do the same. Take care, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye. All right, bye.
What a guy.
Absolutely.
Comes through in a difficult situation.
And gets, yeah, we got him on. We made it work. I finally got my $10 into Skype here. So, you know, what we need is on the side of the monitor here should be a big coin register, and so I could throw some quarters in it, you know, like we used to have. That's what we need. You know, I got a great idea for a new business. I'm going to set up a bunch of portable Skype units, all over the city, and we'll put change things in them, and people could make phone calls with money. They wouldn't.
Oh yeah, like they'd be there when you went back to collect the money. Yeah. gone.
I'm just saying.
This is cool.
Let's go back to the day of payphones.
Somebody stole a ATM from downtown. Like about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Ago. Yeah, they found it in somewhere out by Aurora in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Just this, you know, totally disassembled.
Yeah.
So go ahead, put a Skype phone downtown, Mike. That's a good idea.
In fact, real brief anecdotal story. It reminds me of, we used to talk about that a lot when I worked delivering furniture and office equipment and things way, way back in the day up in Minnesota. We would go into offices all over the place and deliver things and whatever. And we had our uniform shirts and all that looked real, delivery official people.
Yeah.
And we often talked among ourselves saying, next time we go in an office building, we should just go up, pull out one of those pop machines and load it up on our truck. No one's going to say anything. What do they know?
Yeah, people, you're invisible. To a certain degree, you're invisible. But a pop machine, they might get upset. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, you find one that says out of order.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I should. There's downtown, a downtown office building. It's a gimmick, actually. It's a great big oversized mock-up vending machine for whiskey.
Ooh. Oops. That made me so excited I just spit all over Dave.
So I think the mic cable got it, actually. So it's got the brand name. It's got a huge picture. It's got a huge picture of the bottle of whiskey, and it looks very enticing, and it's got like places to put money and everything, but none of it works. And at the top of the machine, it says, "You wish."
Oh, man. Hey, on that note, we're going to leave you for just a minute. When we come back, we're going to bring on Mr. Stephen Lentz from URLS. So stay tuned. You're listening to Tech Talk on WRLR 98.3.
You're listening to 98.3 FM, WRLR LP, Round Lake Heights, Illinois.
Park Automotive Repair, the oldest auto repair facility in Lake Villa, believes that if you treat customers fairly, they'll keep coming back. Park Automotive Repair provides a complete range of auto maintenance and repair services. Brakes, mufflers, tune-ups, engine rebuilding, front-end work, transmission and differential repair. Local shuttle service provided. Located at the corner of Grand and Fairfield in Lake Villa, across from Caboose Park. Their number is 847-356-2925. That's 847-356-2925.
Had enough of living month to month, paycheck to paycheck? With little hope of ever getting ahead, no matter what your age or income level, tune into the Sherry Debt Freedom Show with your host, Sherry Ridge, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on 98.3 FM, WRLR.
The back-to-school season is upon us, and drug abuse is at an all-time high. As parents, we need to educate ourselves and our children at an early age from the dangers of drugs and drug experimentation. Let's all sit down with the entire family and have a heart-to-heart talk today. It may very well save a child's life tomorrow. And remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs, you should be wondering who is.
A message from the caring professionals at LibertyTattoos.com. Boasting 10 years of satisfied customers, LibertyTattoos.com. On the air, because they care.
And we're on the air because we care, and at least I think we are.
We do care.
There we go. Absolutely.
Yeah, to be here on the holiday weekend, we must care.
About
the listeners. Getting that technology news out there to keep it all going.
And the next thing that we care about is getting our good friend Steve. I was going to try and play a little clip of the video here that he's got online, and I am just, today is just one of those days, I think, for me, where I shouldn't try to do anything too complicated.
Not enough caffeine? Shut the brain down for the holiday weekend?
Something. Oh, here we go. Let's give this a try.
Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Who is this?
I'm Stephen Lentz, editor-in-chief of burlesque.com. Also with me today is Kelly Reeves, managing editor.
We have decided to come forward and confront the white elephant on the web. Only in this case, the white elephant has four adorable paws, a penchant for shredding furniture, and the ability to climb drapes.
The cat. chances are.
All right, on that note, I'm going to try and bring Steven himself on so he can tell us why the elephant in the room is a cat.
Hello.
Good morning, Steven. You are on air on Tech Talk on WRLR.
Very exciting.
I hope so. It better be for one of us.
I really mean that.
Well, we're excited to have you back. I don't know if you remember us, but we did have you on a few times in the past. We were just playing for listeners a little clip from the Erlesque Announces a Day Without Cats, a little video that you guys did, which is great, by the way, and good fun to watch. But, before we even go anywhere else with this, and I want to hear about it, I know people want to hear more about Erlesque and what is Erlesque, but I want to hear, what is the deal with cats? Why do you hate cats? Why are we saying no to cats?
this has been the stance that people have been taking. We definitely don't hate cats. In fact, let me go back. The idea for this ban came up when our sister site Asylum, which is sort of a men's lifestyle blog, they discovered that they were blogging about Megan Fox 85% of their time. So they thought, well, what if we just banned Megan Fox for one day? So what we got to think, and this is like a web-wide thing. I mean, it was even mentioned on The Tonight Show. So, you know, we want a piece of that action. And we thought, well, who is our Megan Fox? If we're a blog about the internet, who is our Megan Fox? It's cats. Everyone emails photos of cats, videos of cats, slideshows of cats, links to animated cats. I mean, it's out of control. And it's a lot of our business, but we thought, let's do an experiment and see if we can do an entire day without cats. We're doing this because we love cats. Well, we don't hate cats.
Well,
record, we don't hate cats.
And I know, I mean, people by this point, I'm sure, know about lolcats, and they know about I Can Has Cheeseburger, and probably maybe even seen a few of the, cat playing the piano things. But really, I mean, are cats really that prevalent now on the internet and the web that it's taking up? What percentage is it taking up of your reporting right now, do you think?
We looked at one average day about a month ago, and we do, anywhere between 10 and 12 posts a day. Mm-hmm. And, we actually had about six posts that mentioned cats. It's really unbelievable. And you know what?
Wow.
The thing is, Mike, is they creep in. They creep in. You think you're doing something about something else entirely, and then all of a sudden you realize you're mentioning, maybe you mentioned cats. Dogs don't have this power over us.
Now,
I don't know.
Have you looked around at the people you're working with? I'm just saying.
Every day.
Okay. Want to make sure that occurred to somebody over there. Well, I noticed, though, you're not alone. Now, I'd love to say, you know what, it's Steven. If it's that crew of writers he's got over there, they're crazy. They're cat crazy. I don't know why, but they are. But it's not. I look now at the sites that have joined you on this work, and you've got, Best Week Ever, Rocket Boom, Paw Nation, Paw Nation, come on, how can they go a day without cats? That's crazy. But now you've recently got...
Yeah, exactly.
And you've got NPR and Wall Street Journal, too. Or at least taking notes.
My favorite sign-up was NPR. We're like, really? But you're NPR. How many times could you mention cats? Everyone wants to sort of have fun with this, and I'm probably not supposed to announce this, but we did get a response from, I guess you would call it like the god of internet animal sites.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a site about cute animals, and they have decided to join our band. It goes by the name of Cute Overload. And this is pretty much like the big get for us. And we got the email from them saying we're in, and then we're like, really? Really? And they're like, yeah. And so we're gonna see what happens, but we also we got word from I Can Has Cheeseburger, mm-hmm, that they are extremely mad at us tongue-in-cheek, and they perhaps might be forming a protest.
Ooh, that's what we need.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, exactly, and that's exactly what we want to do. And also, they're the dog equivalent to I Can Have Cheeseburger, which is something hot dog. They are joining in on the ban.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not very difficult for them because they're all about dogs.
Yeah, I think it's so, I has a hot
it's
dog.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah. Well, and that which is
I hope.
Yeah, I think the dog one is I has a hot dog. I think is the name of their site.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then
they posted that they're joining us, so I know for sure they are.
Well, and that's not a big stretch for them. I suppose. Hey, I tell you what, I'll join you too. No cats on the Tech Talk site.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely. No cat or feline or cat related stuff at all. Yeah. Oh, you know what? We've got it. We've got one of the other DJs is now sticking his head in here. He's saying he likes kitties and he's not happy about it. So.
I like pussy.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, we've gotten a lot of emails from people really, really angry, and like they said, we saw your press conference. And we are very angry with this, and we are going to post hundreds of photos of cats that day. And we're like, you know this is kind of a joke, right? We don't hate cats. You know, the funny thing is, our managing editor, Kelly Reeves, who you see in the press conference, she is a self-confessed, like, cat lady. Her cats even have their own blog and Twitter, like Sockington.
Oh, my God.
And, you know... Yeah, exactly. She doesn't have a million followers, but she's got like 30. But, but she loves cats, and so this is really a social experiment to sort of see how she lasts that day.
Yeah. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to get Craig Newmark involved. He's already got the retweets constantly of Common Squirrel and Pigeon. If he started getting behind the kitty brigade here, I think we could get some real movement going. So
I don't know. I think he's had enough controversy this year. We're just gonna we want to leave him alone.
yeah. Maybe. I'm not even going to go anywhere with that. I think better of that one. we'll throw our hat. And just so that people are clear, the Day Without Cats is going to be actually this coming Wednesday, September 9th. Is that, have I got that right?
That's right. And you know, if you go to the site now, which is burlesque.com, which is burlesque without the B, you can vote on which animal we will cover that day. And let me tell you, you've got like 10 animals to choose from, and please don't vote for turtles, because if we have to blog about turtles the entire day, I'm going to throw myself out of it.
So you're not a cat hater, you're a turtle hater.
I do. On the record, I don't hate turtles, because now the turtle people are going to come after me. Turtles are great. The fact of the matter is, half the time they're in their shells, and I mean, what, you know, big deal. I can think of three videos, but yeah. I'm really going for horses because I'm a big miniature horse fan.
Ah, fantastic! How about donks? Are you big into donks or only the miniature horses?
Oh, dogs are. Did you mean dogs? They're exempt.
No. A donk, which is a miniature donkey.
Oh, I thought you said dog.
No,
oh, goodness, no.
sorry.
I don't hate dogs either. No, I love donkeys. They're fantastic. In fact, we had a half donkey, half horse on our site the other day, and people loved it. We got like 40 comments on it. It was insane.
Oh, wow. Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, and you know, and with people taking this stuff too seriously and all that, you gotta, you know, once you're dealing with more than about five people, I think, somebody's going to take something the wrong way and not really quite get, of course, I'm not referring to anyone that listens to the Tech Talk show, but.
No, and you know what I love are people who send us about, you know, 5-page letters hating us, and the first thing they always say is, you guys obviously have too much time on your hands. And I'm like, You just sent us a 4,000 word essay about why we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but
we love all of our listeners and all of our readers. We love all of them dearly.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know,
some more than others.
it's just like your kids. You know, it's you love them all. It's just some a little bit more than others.
Or your cats.
Or your cats.
Right?
So. Or your cats. Exactly. You love all of your cats, and some of them just a little bit more than others. So yeah.
A little bit more.
So we're looking forward to that. And that, you know, it's amazing too, is that it really has had a. I know one of the tags for it is Blogstorm, but I think that it is kind of starting to burn itself up into something pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what actually happens on this coming Wednesday. I'll make sure that I get the podcast actually out the door before then, so that my internet listeners will have an opportunity to check that out on the day as well. So
great.
So are you going to be talking more about Earlesque?
Oh, Dave's excited to hear more about Earlesque. Yeah, what? You know, in fact, we probably, to pull back and start where we probably should have started from the beginning, but I was just too blasted excited about the whole cat thing, was why don't you tell us a little bit, what is Earlesque? I mean, you've got quite a title there, an important guy there. What? How would you sum up and describe to us what Earlesque is and what people are going to find if they go there?
Well, the way I usually describe Earlesque is you can go to Earlesque to see the things that your mom is going to send to you in 2 years. So it's all the great photos, all the great videos, and it's all curated by a very highly educated group of people. We actually, two of our bloggers, like, literally have degrees in internet, which I didn't even know existed.
I was just going to ask, what school is giving out degrees in internet?
Online school.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe they meant that they went to college on the internet. I misunderstood. It's all, you know, boiled down. It's, you know, not just all the usual, you know, stuff that just flies around in your inbox. We try to boil it down into the really, really good stuff. We also do a podcast weekly, which is called The Early Show. That's URLY. You can find that on iTunes, where we have authors. We've had an incredible amount of authors lately, because all these people who have websites now are getting book deals. It's kind of like everything is going backwards. So we just had an interview with Nick Douglas about his book TwitWit, which is all the best stuff on Twitter.
Yep.
So we've got the podcast. And you know, we just love it when people send us stuff. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook/Earlesque. It's just, we have a lot of fun. We're in an office with a lot of really bright people, and we make some videos. We have fun with it. We get paid to do it, and every day I think it's going to stop.
Yeah, it looks like, when I go through the website too, I think about you guys, you know, collecting. Basically, you're getting paid to do all the stuff that people do in their cubicles and offices and are not supposed to be doing while they're getting paid to do something else.
Our goal is to distract everybody in the world.
So when you guys are not doing that, I imagine that all of a sudden, like, you know, you come into one of your editor's offices and you see him with a bunch of Excel spreadsheets up, and you get really mad at him. What are you doing? You're supposed to be on YouTube, you know?
Oh, that literally happened. I'm not kidding. I saw somebody reading the newspaper the other day, and I'm like, don't you know print is dead? You should not be reading a newspaper. And the funny thing is he was actually reading an article about a kid that we discovered on the internet. He was a young boy by the name of Antonio White, and he blogs exclusively from the Apple Store. He does little vlogging and, you know, next thing you know, the New York Post found it on our site and wrote an article about him, and then he went off to L.A. for a week, and it looks like now he's going to be famous. He's been on Good Morning America and everything. So our goal is to make everybody famous and, you know, accept us.
There you go. I think that's admirable. Well,
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, it's something. It's something, and you're getting paid for it. So,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And there's some great stuff on Earlesque right now. I'm just looking at the moment. The one that really caught my eye and is just a blast to look through is the top 10 moments caught on Google Maps Street View. it's fantastic. The great thing is it's all collected. You keep hearing the stories about, oh, this got caught on Google Maps Street View and things like that. But
yeah, you know, we just put that up again. That's in one of our old posts that just won't go away. People love it, and it came up again because, you know, on a serious note, the gentleman, if you will, who kidnapped the girl for 18 years, that was discovered that his van was actually seen on Google Street View. And so Fox News found this on our site and decided to like somehow pair the two together, as in this kidnapper and then all the funny things. That's an odd combination, but yeah, whatever. And they did a news report about it, and all of a sudden, all these people were coming from Fox to our site trying to find it. So it's just one of those things that you know. Just today, I'm finding directions to go to the you know, my Labor Day barbecue, and it's like I can look at the front of the house where I'm going, and like I know what it's going to look like when I get there. So it just, you know, I spend my entire day on the internet, and I'm still amazed by it every day.
Yes. Yeah. No. And that does blow my mind too. Of course, that was one of the first things I did was look at our house, and you know, I can see my car there. I can see my neighbor mowing his lawn, and it's like, well, you know, it's crazy. It is absolutely insane.
It's like the whole world suddenly got its own family album.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you can go back. And now, of course, it's time shifted. You know, it's usually about 3 to 6 months or so out of date. But but it's still pretty darn impressive stuff.
It is.
If you're going to send people to one other story that's been a favorite of yours recently, what would that be if they're heading out to ERLS today?
Well, I have to say that, you know, and we're kind of sick of it, but people still don't seem to be sick of it, is the photobombing squirrel. That's the squirrel that jumped into the couple's photo. But what we did was we found all of the other cute photobombers, and you can just, you know, type in photobombers on our list and find it. And it's like cats and dogs and, you know, babies just jumping into photos at the last moment, and that's been doing extremely well. People love that.
Yeah, that is pretty classic stuff too. And I did actually got that picture of the squirrel emailed to me at some point, and hadn't seen it on your site until recently. So it's apparently it's been making the rounds, and it's great though. Just to let people know again, www.urlesque.com is the site. That's Urlesque, like burlesque without the B on it. And we'll do it. Well, Stephen, I'm gonna pull this to a close here. But I want to again remind people, September 9th is No Talk About Cats Day. We're not talking cats on the internet anymore. At least for a whole day. Jeff keeps coming in here and telling me he likes kitties. Hey, everybody likes kitties, Jeff. It's not about.
But I have a question, Mike. Do they have kitty cats on Uranus?
You know, and Jeff's trying to push the limits of what we can do on with FTC laws here. And
planet Uranus.
We really need to bring this conversation to a close.
This is out of control.
I just had to plunk my credit card out for to get our Skype credit up. I don't want to pull it out again because the FTC comes ringing our door. No, this is Stephen Lensk from Urlesque. Jeff says hi. Well, Steve,
hi.
Thank you so much for coming on and putting up with our junk again, and we'll hope to have you back on again soon. Don't be a stranger.
I'll put up with your junk anytime.
I appreciate that very much. Take care. Have a great week. Have a great day without cats, and a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And we'll look for the next big thing, and look for bringing you back on soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
Stephen Lensk.
Always a lot of fun. Always has interesting stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love having Stephen on. He's always got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. And Urlesque is a real... I can never quite pronounce it the way that he does. It rolls off of his tongue so easily. Urlesque. The Urlesque site is a great site to go check out, too, if you haven't. And they've got a lot of sister sites, which are also really cool. We didn't give them a chance to talk about. But you can go and find that out as well. Right now, of course, though, what we got to do is switch over into, I think we have time for this, right? Whoops. If I can get it going here.
Did you break it?
Oh, there we go. Here, like I said, anything a little too complicated today and forget about it. I am out.
you mean clicking the mouse? is.
Yes. Yes, that's, you know, I'm able to manage that just barely today. So let's see what we got going on here.
Relax. Listen to the cool sides of the week.
I have a little story to tell you that leads up to the cool side of the week this week. We had a little bit of an embarrassing tale about home improvement. My wife and I recently had our kitchen and some other work done on the house, and got to the point now where it's pretty much all done. But we need to clear up some of the junk and the debris and things that are left over.
Tons of it.
Yeah. Now, I've been traveling. I haven't been involved with this process. My wife has kind of taken it on herself to do it and manage our three kids and all the other business. Anyways, she winds up trying to hire this air duct cleaner. He seems like a reasonable guy. Like I said, I'm not involved, so she's kind of winging it on her own and trying to make the time for it. And when they come to do the work, she is very uncomfortable with the situation. She's uncomfortable with the guys who are there. She's uncomfortable with the information that they're giving her. The process, the dollars are different now. The whole ball of wax. You know, it's your typical bait and switch, scare tactic, misinformation kind of junk. And so I'll try to keep this as short as possible. But anyway, she calls me up. And I try to find the name of their company on the web. And the name of, I'm going to say the name of the company is AirPro Cleaners. If they come by, I would say to turn them away. That's my personal opinion. And I'll tell you why in a minute here. I can't find them. Can't find any information about them. They give the names of the cities, Gurnee and Elm Grove, Wisconsin, they're supposedly based in and located in. No information anywhere. My wife asked them, you know, my husband can't find anything about you guys. They claim, well, we've been in business 20 years, we've done this, we've done that, blah, 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 but we don't do anything on the internet. It's all direct marketing. Here's what happened now. I got the name of the owner from my wife, because he was there with his workers, looked him up. Now, a Google search doesn't turn up a whole lot on a person. However,
Usually.
Depends on what you do. However, I went to the cool site of the week this week. It is called virtualgumshoe.com.
Oh, cool.
Now, those of you who are under the age of about probably 70 may not know what a gumshoe is.
Oh, what gumshoes are. Yeah. Gumshoes.
Yeah.
Those are very comfortable, quiet, soft shoes worn by private
investigators.
Yeah, so detectives. They can sneak around and not make a lot of noise when they're...
Exactly.
Creeping around.
Virtual Gumshoe will let you do instant criminal background checks, locate people, and they have specific PI pages and a tremendous, tremendous resource and links to public information available on the web.
Question?
We do have a question.
And how much does that cost?
This is all free.
We'll give you a full thing for $5.
Nope. This is different. This is different from the type of sites that you may have seen in the past where you are... forced to, you get like a little trickle of information, to whet your appetite, and then, oh, for another
$20
or whatever, yeah. do this and that. That's available on here too. But if you click on the public records links, if you click on the free criminal searches and things like that, the U.S. Supreme Court archives, they have a list of a bazillion state and local government links that are absolutely 100% free. That you can get information from. Now, the owner of this company, can I say his name? I don't know if I can say his name.
No.
Okay. Dave says
already.
Lawyers are cringing.
I want to warn people about this guy. I was able to take his name, however. I knew he was from Wisconsin. My wife had seen Wisconsin plates on the car. Looked him up in Wisconsin. What do I discover? 85 civil and criminal court cases outstanding against this guy with unsettled monies in the hundreds of thousands of dollars from unsatisfied customers. He's banned from doing air duct cleaning at all in Wisconsin or in doing any type of sales, marketing, direct marketing, telemarketing, etc. Had spent time in jail for tax evasion.
Nice guy.
On and on and on and on. And oh, my gosh, had I wished that we had done this search before the guys had come in the house. And, you know, we were able to end the situation gracefully.
It's no fun to get a tradesman in your home and have them start pulling crap.
Exactly.
Doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
Especially you got your wife and daughter and,
right.
and kids and you know.
Well, this is a great tip. This is a great website. Virtualgumshoe.com.
Virtualgumshoe.com. Yeah. That's going to be my one and only cool site of the week this week for time constraints. But I want to let you know, you know, if you are going to hire someone, don't take people that solicit you to your door to door. That's the first tip. Second tip is do a tremendous amount of research. Make sure the person's not listening to the Better Business Bureau. It's a great free site and resource.
Good place to start.
Yeah. Good place to start. If you know they're in Wisconsin has got a great open public records policy. You can go and look these guys up, check them out, find out what's going on before.
Sometimes the local chamber of commerce can be of help.
Local chamber
of commerce. Where they're doing business as well.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of great places to check that out. We're going to leave you with the song of the week this week, which, you know what? I've got a radio edit song, so I'm gonna actually play this one out, and it is called Shock Horror by The View, and it's horror.
That's good news.
Never mind. I'm thinking of Algis Budrius. But anyways, so we'll kick you off with that. We'll leave you, and then stay tuned though, because you got
all the hits.
Coming.
Jeff and Zane. Today.
Jeff and Zane. Both of them. They're both here. They're both live. Exciting. Stay tuned. Shouts out again to our good friend Stephen Lansky at Uralesk, and also of course Jay Garman. And stay tuned and tune in next week. Take care, everyone.
Thanks.
Tell you the same thing that they told me. Worth you waiting, girl. See that path is what I preach, man. See that just do what I'm told. Because the clock keeps ticking. This hope we don't grow. Tell them the same thing that you told me. I'm and clap your hands. I've been sorry for you now. Shaking on the door.